Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision funding scheme.
It's Brain Blaster 2021, and here is your host, Linda O'Connell.
You're very welcome to Brain Blaster 2021, a 16-part series which sees six local primary schools go head-to-head in the hope of becoming the 2021 CRY 104FM Brain Blaster Champion. The quiz consists of seven rounds of questions covering the following topics: general knowledge, maths, history and geography, audio, spelling and sport. And new to Brain Blaster this year, a teacher's round. Each team will consist of four students from the senior cycle who will work together as a team to gain as many points as they can against the other schools. At the end of the elimination rounds, two schools with the highest points will go head-to-head to see who will become not only the Brain Blaster champion, but also who will win their school €500. Now over to Miss Information, who will tell us who today's teams are.
Thank you, Linda. Our two teams today are St Fergal's National School and Gaelscoil Coron. And on St Fergal's National School team today are Ronan O'Riordan, Michael Fitzgerald, Sarah Sexton and Mia Cunningham. And on the Gaelscoil Coron team are Donica Lawler, Kieran Hines, Aaron O'Brien and Jack Crawford. Good luck, boys and girls.
Now it's time for the general knowledge round.
Our first round is a general knowledge round. Each member of the team will be asked an individual question worth 2 points. If the student is unsure of the answer, they may confer with their teammates and get 1 point for a correct answer. So let's start our general knowledge round, and over to you, St Fergal's National School, and I'll start with you, Mia. Who wrote the Harry Potter books?
J.K. Rowling.
Correct. 2 points. Sarah, what do you call a baby kangaroo?
A joey.
Correct. Michael, what country is famous for its pyramids?
Egypt.
Correct. That's 2 points. And Ronan, what do you call a group of sheep?
A flock.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. That's a full 8 points for that round. I go to Gaelscoil Coron, and I'll start with you, Donica. What is the name of a female fox?
A vixen.
Correct. 2 points. Kieran, which flightless bird lays the world's largest eggs?
Penguin.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is an ostrich.
Oh.
Aaron, what fairy tale character is known for their really long hair?
Rapunzel.
Correct. 2 points. And Jack, what city is Buckingham Palace in?
Can I confirm?
You can.
Lelhundon.
Correct. 1 point. Well done. At the end of that round, you have 5 points.
Time for a fun fact.
7 is the most popular favourite number. If you walked up to someone on the street and you asked them what their favourite number is, of all the whole numbers between 1 and 100... there's almost a 10% chance they will say 7. These were the findings of mathematician Alex Bellows, who asked respondents to identify their favourite number and found 7 to be the most popular choice. It was selected 9.7% of the time.
Up next is the maths round.
Next up is our maths round. Each team member will be asked a maths question. If they get the answer correct, they will get 2 points. Should they wish to confer with their teammates, they will get 1 point for a correct answer. So we go to St Fergal's National School, and I'll start with you, Mia. John has to read 10 pages for his homework. He only reads 6 pages. What percentage of his homework did he read?
So 60%.
Perfect. It's 2 points. Sarah, what is the square root of 144?
12.
Correct. 2 points. Michael, what is 63 divided by 7?
9.
Correct. 2 points. And Ronan, what is 2 multiplied by 22 and then add 9? So that's 2 multiplied by 22 and then add 9.
53.
Correct. 2 points. And we go to Gaelscoil Coron, and I'll start with you, Donica. What is 8 multiplied by 9?
72.
Correct. 2 points. Ciarán, if the radius of a circle is 8 centimetres, what is its diameter?
Can I confirm?
You can.
16.
Correct. 1 point. Aaron, what is 3/5 as a percentage?
30%?
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's 60%. And finally to you, Jack. It takes a train 2 hours to travel 120 miles. How many miles per hour has it travelled? I'll repeat that. It takes a train 2 hours to travel 120 miles. How many miles per hour has it travelled?
60.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 5 points. So we go now to Misinformation, who will tell us what the scores are at the end of round two.
So at the end of round two, the scores are St Fergal's 16 and Gaelscoil are 10.
Up next is the History or Geography round.
It's round three, our History and Geography round. Again, for this round, a correct answer is worth 2 points and a conferred answer is worth 1. Mia, I'll start with you. What is the capital of Italy?
Rome.
Correct. 2 points. Sarah, where would you find the famous landmark Big Ben?
London.
Correct. 2 points. Michael, the Great Irish Famine was caused by a shortage of which crops?
Potato.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Ronan, what was Florence Nightingale's occupation?
Confer.
Yeah.
Sorry, we don't know.
The correct answer is a nurse. So well done. At the end of that round, you have 6 points. And we go to Gaelscoil Coron, and I'll start with you, Donica. Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Correct. 2 points. Ciarán, who was the first woman to fly across the Atlantic?
Can I confer?
You can.
Amelia Earhart.
What? Amelia Earhart. Amelia Earhart.
Correct. 1 point. Aaron, in which city will you find the Empire State Building?
New York City.
Correct. 2 points. And Jack, what bird lives in the Antarctica and cannot fly?
A penguin.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. Over to you, Misinformation. What are the scores at the end of round three?
Well, at the end of round three, the scores are St Fergal's National School are 22 and Gaelscoil Coron are 17. It's time to put your listening ears on. It's the music round.
And now it's time for the music round.
It's time for our audio round. In this team round, each team will hear clips of 4 songs. They will get 1 point for the song and 1 point for the artist, meaning that there is 8 points up for grabs. So St Fergal's National School, here is your medley of songs.
Wild and running, fearless, this is burning bright. We knew nothing is out of sight, is out of mind. Before we ever learned the fear of being bold, before we ever were afraid of the unknown.
I wanna follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I wanna let it take control, 'cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. I
I met you in the dark. You lit me up. You made me feel as though I wasn't off. We danced the night away. We drank too much. I held your hair back when you were throwing up.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you?
So Sarah, I'll go to you. I need the name of the artist and the name of the song, please.
John Legend.
That's wrong, I'm afraid. The song is Anyway Away From Here, and the artist is Rag & Bone Man featuring Pink.
Nothing Holding Me Back, Shawn Mendes.
Correct, 2 points.
Say You Won't Let Go, James Arthur.
Correct, 2 points.
Firework, Katy Perry.
Correct, 2 points. And well done, at the end of that round, you've scored 6 points. So, Gwilskull Coron, here is your medley of songs.
See you driving round town with the girl I love, and I'm like, forget you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you and forget her too. Said if I was richer, I'd still be with you. And although there's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best with the forget you.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment slowly, slowly. You fit me, tailor made, love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Searchlights we can see in the dark. We are rockets pointed up at the.
I'm not your friend or anything. Damn, you think that you're the man. I think therefore I am. I'm not your friend or anything. Damn, you think that you're the man. I think therefore I am.
So I need the name of the artist and the name of the song, and I'll go to you, Erin.
I think the first song is Forget You by Bruno Mars.
The song is correct. It's Forget You. The name of the artist is CeeLo Green. 1 point.
The second song is Despacito and the artist is Justin Bieber and
Daddy
Yankee.
That's correct.
2 points.
We didn't know the song and the artist for the third one.
Okay, so the name of the song was What About Us and the artist was Pink.
And the last one is Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
It is by Billie Eilish, but the name of the song is Therefore I Am. So 1 point for that. So well done. At the end of that round, you've got 4 points. We go now to Miss Information, who will tell us what the scores are at the end of that music round.
Well, Linda, at the end of the music round, St. Fergal's National School are 28 and Gaelscoil Coron are 21.
Up next, the spelling round.
On to round 5 and our only individual round. There is no conferring in this round. Each student gets 2 words to spell and will receive 1 point for each correct spelling. There are a total of 8 points up for grabs in this round. So we'll go to St. Fergal's National School and I'll start with you, Mia. Your first word is creature.
C
C-R-E-A-T-U-R-E.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is pardon.
P-A-R-D-O-N.
Correct. 1 point. Over to you, Sarah. Your first word is exactly.
E-X-A-C-T-L-Y.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is ceiling.
C-E-I-L-I-N-G.
Correct. 1 point. Michael, your first word is curtain.
C-U-R-T-A-I-N.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is fiction.
F-I-C-T-I-O-N.
Correct. Ronan, your first word is meter.
M-E-T-E-R-E.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's M-E-T-E-R. Your second word is root.
R-O-U-T-E.
Correct. 1 point. Well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. And we'll go to Gwilskull Coron, and I'll start with you, Dunica. Your first word is circus.
C-I-R-U-S.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's C-I-R-C-U-S. Your second word is middle.
M-I-D-L-E.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's M-I-D-D-L-E. Kieran, your first word is idea.
I-D-E-A.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is raise.
R-A-S-E.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's R-A-I-S-E. Erin, your first word is field.
F-E-I-L-D.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's F-I-E-L-D. Your second word is country.
C-O-U-N-T-R-Y.
Correct. 1 point. Jack, your first word is pencil.
P-E-N-C-I-L.
Correct. 1 point. And your second word is second.
S-E-C-O-N-D.
Correct. 1 point. And well done. At the end of that round, you scored 4 points.
This information, what are the scores at the end of round 5?
At the end of that round, Linda, St Fergal's National School are 35 and Gwilskull Coron are 25.
Here's another fun fact.
Did you know ketchup used to be sold as medicine? That's right, the popular condiment was once thought to be a cure for indigestion.
Up next, a sports round.
This is the final round that the students will compete in, our sports round. Again, there will be 2 points for a correct individual answer and 1 point for a correct answer if the student confers. I'll start with you, Mia. What county did Joe Canning play inter-county hurling with?
Confer.
Yep.
Yes. I have no idea.
The correct answer is Galway. Sarah. The Solheim Cup is a trophy that is played for in what sport?
Confer.
Yeah.
Camogie?
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's golf. It's played by the ladies of Europe and USA. Michael, what English team used to play their home games at White Hart Lane?
I'll confer.
Yeah.
Tottenham.
It's correct. It's 1 point. And Ronan, to the nearest mile, how long is a marathon race run over?
32 miles.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's 26. So at the end of that round, he scored 1 point. And we go to Gwilskull Coron, and I'll start with you, Dunica. The All-Ireland Senior Football Championship is held for a trophy named after whom?
Semagar.
Correct. 2 points. So, Ciarán, a spare and a strike are terms in what indoor sport?
Bowling.
Correct. 2 points. Aaron, what English football team plays their home games at Goodison Park? Is it Everton or Man United?
Can I confirm?
You can't.
Everton.
Correct. 1 point. And Jack, sumo wrestling is a national sport in what country?
Another continent. South Korea?
Incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is Japan. So well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 5 points. So as we head into the teacher's round misinformation, what is the latest on the scores?
Well, Linda, the scores at the end of round six are St Fergus National School 36 and Gaelscoil Corón are 30.
Now it's time for the one and only teacher's round.
It's time for our final round. The students have done an incredible job so far, and now it's time for their teachers to step up to the plate. This is round seven, the teacher's round. Each teacher will be asked 6 questions based on the topics which the students have already covered: general knowledge, maths, history or geography, music, spelling and sport. Each correct answer is worth 2 points and there will be no conferring on this round. Representing St Fergus National School is Mr O'Halloran. Mr O'Halloran, are you ready?
Yep.
First question, general knowledge. Which actress played Mary Poppins in the 1964 film Mary Poppins?
Judy Garland.
Incorrect, Julie Andrews. Second question, maths. What is 14 multiplied by 3 and then add 18? So I'll repeat that. What is 14 multiplied by 3 and then add 18?
60.
Correct, 2 points. Third question, history. Who discovered penicillin?
Marie Curie.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's Alexander Fleming. Music. How many UK number ones did the Beatles have in total? 17 or 18?
17.
Correct, 2 points. Spell, superstitious.
SUPERSTITIOUS.
Correct. 2 points. And finally, sport. Usain Bolt is still the fastest man in the world, running 100 metres in 9.58 seconds. In which year did he set that record? 2008 or 2009?
2009.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 8 points. And representing Gaelscoil Corón is Mún Tarifa. And Mún Tarifa, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
In which part of your body would you find the cruciate ligament?
In your leg.
I will take that. The answer is knee. 2 points. Maths. What is 18 multiplied by 7?
126.
Correct. 2 points. History. How many of Henry VIII's wives were called Catherine?
3 of them.
Correct. 2 points. Music. Which pop group named themselves after a London postcode?
UB40.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's E17. Spelling. Spell synopsis.
SYNOPSIS.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to sport. Which county has the most senior hurling All-Ireland titles, Cork or Kilkenny?
Kilkenny.
Correct, 2 points. And well done, at the end of that round, you scored
10 points.
And that completes our Brain Blaster matchup. Over to you, Miss Information, for the final scores.
Well, Linda, at the end of that game, St Fergal's National School are 44 and Gaelscoil Coron are 40.
So it's congratulations to St Fergal's National School and well done to our runners-up Gaelscoil Coron. Stay tuned for more great Brain Blaster matchups as we continue our journey to find our 2021 CRY 104FM Brain Blaster champion.
Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Youghal production, supported by the Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.